not to come. And the waiting for him, and the waiting for him, and the waiting for a miracle. Somewhere out there, there's a land that's cool. And balance all the rules. Working for the future like some kind of mystic jewel. And the waiting for a, and the waiting for a, and the waiting for a miracle.
And playing that. Playing that song for the people of Ukraine this morning, waiting for a miracle. Man, the Jerry Garcia Band sounding great on a Thursday morning. Welcome back to the show. You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. I'm your host this morning, Stu Daniels, filling in for Matt, taking some well-deserved time off. We've been discussing a number of things today. We started the last hour talking about what happened in Waukesha a couple nights ago when a delay happened when 911 was called to respond to a fire that had a fatality and four injuries. And then we also discussed the 3 a.m. call, Joe Biden answering the 3 a.m. call and how he's done so far. A lot of people think he's done a great job. Other people, as we heard in some phone calls, thought, yeah, maybe not so much. And I'd be interested to hear your take on that. And then most recently, we've been discussing how important state election parties are, I should say, state political parties are in the whole process of everything that affects us, really. We've been going over an op-ed piece that appeared in the New Republic last week, written by Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Going to get back to that in just a minute. We've got some phone calls we want to get to. Let's go to Dick from Madison. Good morning, Dick. What do you have to say today?
Good morning, Stu. Earlier, I think it was Dan that mentioned people, you know, getting elected, not really knowing what they're going to do once they do. And this thing to the party, too, both parties for that matter. But how about somebody like Gableman, who's in charge of this probe, that openly said, at a point, he doesn't even know exactly how elections are, how they work. Mm-hmm. And yet the Republicans put him in charge of, and then the other thing is sending this on to the United States Supreme Court after it got just totally dissed yesterday by Remington, the judge here. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, if the Supreme Court were to take this up, it proves how dysfunctional they've become also. But let's say they don't, or they do and they toss it out of hand. I can't imagine they even take it up. My opinion, Gableman should be disbarred and never practice law in this state ever again.
Yeah, I would agree with you, man. That's for sure. And then as far as Gableman, do you think there should be an investigation?
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, just the money alone, people should be a little bit, I thought this was the party of, you know, austerity, and we know, you know, we watch out for the taxpayers. They spend like drunken sailors, and we all know it. And they're proving it with this. You know, across the country, how many courts threw out these frivolous cases that Trump brought?
Right.
You know, even his former attorney general now, of course, that's, in my opinion, with Bill Barr, he's just covering his own butt and saying, look, I had nothing to do with any of this.
Right.
In case something really goes down.
Yep. I agree with you there. He's trying to sell a lot of books, too. Dick, as always, thank you for your call. Some great points. Let's go to David from Mequon. David, what do you have to say today?
Hey, good morning, Stu. thanks for taking my call. I apologize. I still got a little bit of the sniffles here, unfortunately. What I was going to say to you, though, was in regards with what you were talking about, this, the state Democratic Party, it's never good when you have one party that is in complete control. And what I mean by that is I certainly, I want to be clear, I would not overturn the election results what just happened, because it's done. There really isn't any other way to go back to correct anything. So we need to move forward. I would not have done that. The only thing that concerns me was the one thing I did find that was interesting, excuse me, was the Zuckerbucks money was specifically targeted where they were getting people out in Democratic strongholds, and that did favor, I do think that should have been, that should be not allowed because
what,
that
wait,
does,
wait, wait. What, tell me what you think should not be allowed, getting people out to vote?
No, they have the amount of money that was spent from Zuckerberg himself to actually to...
Wait a minute. You're complaining about money spent to get Democratic votes out? What about Republicans, man? What about all the dark money? What about the millions of dollars of dark money that Republicans spend on similar things and sometimes dark type of things?
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you. I don't disagree with you. I think that that is a huge problem. And what
money in politics,
is,
man.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
Yeah,
the reason
well,
why
I agree with you 100% there. That's something I've always said. Our biggest issue should always be getting the money out of the politics, because until we do that, nothing else is going to get taken care of. You know, when there's always money being flashed around like that, how are you supposed to get anything done, no matter what side you're on? We've seen that affect Democrats just as well as Republicans over the years. You would agree with that.
And that leads to more corruption. And the reason why I say that is when I look to our southern border, you know, our next door neighbor in Illinois, Mike Madigan was in power for 50 years. And they called him the Velvet Hammer. And he got indicted. They caught him. I think they did an alderman with a federal wire, and he just got charged with 23 counts of racketeering, bribery, all that stuff. And Madigan is for sure going to prison. There's no question. But what concerns me is I'm also looking at they want to change the state constitution this November in Illinois to make it where the union, public unions, no matter what they do, if this gets voted into law, that no legislature could change anything going forward as far as, like, the way things are negotiated and all that other stuff. And that's what Mike Madigan did for all those years when he was in power as the Speaker of the House in Illinois.
Well, and wait a minute. Are you saying that legislatures should have some influence over collective bargaining?
What I'm saying is no. Well, what I'm saying is, The way they're putting this together, the legislature, the current legislature, is enshrining that basically that unions and everything else will permanently, no matter what, if the legislature changes in the future, they will not have the ability to do anything against the public unions if they want to make a change or anything.
All right. Well, we're getting kind of off the topic, so I'm going to cut you right there. But, Dave, as usual, I appreciate your phone call. I'm going to take one more phone call before we go to our next break. Mark from the SAC, what do you have to say today? Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning. I certainly wish CJ would have the courage of his convictions to actually use his real name, that when he goes on the attack and attacks everybody else and calling, you know, that it's just a little more than a little disconcerting that he apparently does that, from what I understand, bringing up the 13 dead service people, the 13 service people that gave their lives for our country in Afghanistan, among the last of the people that of our Americans that had to die in Afghanistan for that failed effort, where Trump signed the surrender agreement with the Taliban. Joe Biden simply had to administer a pullout from Afghanistan, so I'm tired of hearing about that. To Dave's point, and the point that CG has made in the past about the Zuckerberg money, as I understand it, 216 communities in Wisconsin got money from the Zuckerberg money to administer the elections during the pandemic. And the reason they had to do that is because of the special circumstances we were facing during the pandemic to have an election.
Right.
To turn not just get Democrats out to vote, to get people out to vote. It wasn't just saying, they just didn't, you know, say, you know, oh, Democrats, you know, this money is just spent on Democrats. It's spent on all voters. Now, if Republicans really wanted honest elections, they would have put enough money and effort into that election because they just pulled the pin in 2020. If you'll remember, Wisconsin's legislature wasn't even meeting during 2020, you know, to do any of the state's business aside from, I don't know what the heck they're doing. They're probably just attending to their own messes and trying to get that going. But I mean, it's just extremely frustrating to hear that.
Yeah,
it is just disingenuous to hear the disinformation out there. And Gableman was furthers this disinformation by using articles on that, you know, pulled from right-wing rags to say the Zuckerberg money, the Zuckerberg Five and all this, and it's just utter and complete nonsense
right. To
refer to as all that. I mean, that Republicans dump tons of money through, like, the Bradley Foundation and all this to get their people stirred up and out. Well, and Zuckerberg, as far as I understand it, that was nonpartisan money.
Yeah.
That it just happened to be spent in communities because those communities are larger to get more people out to vote because those communities have more people in them.
Yep. Mark, I appreciate the call. Great points as always, man. You brought up a lot of good stuff. Thank you for the call. Wish we had more time to talk to you, but we're heading toward a break. Got one more segment to go. Stick around. You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct.
Rub the palm of your hand on the grimy pain in the hopes that you can see. Stand up tall, pretend you're strong in the hopes that you can be. Like the ones that cried, like the ones that died, trying to set the age.